الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي كفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد المصطفى وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن يمسسكم قرح فقد مس القوم قرح مثله وتلك الأيام نداولها بين الناس وليعلم الله الذين آمنوا ويتخذ منكم شهداء والله لا يحب الظالمين صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدقه النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Dear brothers and sisters, and so many of young children in the audience here, you will not believe how excited I am. And whenever I'm excited, I'm unable to give a proper khutbah. So if you don't like what I'm about to say, forgive me. Reason I'm excited is that you follow a sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which has disappeared from most of the masjids. And that sunnah is the sisters can see imam and imams can see sisters. That's the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's how his masjid used to be. And it's most of the places this doesn't happen. So the result is, in Chicago, when I give most of the khatib in Chicago, give khutbah on rotation basis, one masjid I give khutbah, there are 3,000 people praying there. You know how many sisters pray there? Just 30 or 40. I actually am giving incentive to have a party for sisters, so more sisters come. When you welcome sisters, sisters come. You have, mashallah, a evidence of that available. So this is one reason I'm excited. Second reason I'm excited, each time I come to Toronto area, I am excited about. Just before I land, I get excited because each time I come, I see the growth of Islam. Muslim thinking in unique way, Muslim being creative, Muslim building new houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I came to IIT Masjid when it used to be in the basement, and that's where I prayed once. I don't know when it was, centuries ago probably, but perhaps not. And that is reflective of growth. So I like to make dua at this moment. May Allah bless each one of you who has contributed to this masjid. May Allah bless sisters who keep coming to masjid. May Allah bless parents who make sure that their children are part of the masjid. Many times I give khutbah and I ask people, look around, where are the children? And you will rarely find, sometime in 1,000 people, you will have one or two children sitting. Probably they couldn't find a babysitting and father was stuck with children or whatever is the reason. So you are bringing them. So may Allah bless your children. May Allah make them become better Muslim than we are. May Allah help them serve their community and Canada better than what we are able to do. May Allah open your hearts towards your neighbors. And may Allah open the hearts of neighbors towards you. You are a good community, and I'm excited about it. And here goes 5 of my minutes. And I prepared a khutbah for you. Let me focus on that. The ayah of the Quran, which I recited as a guide for this khutbah, and a reflection. And I'd like you to go back at your home with your spouse and children and discuss those points and bring more points which align with what I'm about to say. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran says how much He is in control. He says, I run these clouds. They are in my control. Just 4 or 5 days ago, I was in California. They have the highest waterfall. And they took me 3-hour drive to show me. You know what was there? Fall was there, but no water. Allah says, if I take this water down, what will you gonna do? Surat al-Mulk, right? And many other places. Allah controls the world, we don't. It's very important to remember. And that's where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that if you feel hurt, if you are depressed about something, so know that other people have been hurt in the past also. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. And these good days and bad days we rotate between people and the nations around the world. You don't do that. Allah is in control. And that's why we're saying Allahu Akbar. Remember that? Standing up, Allahu Akbar. Going to ruku, Allahu Akbar. Going to sajda, coming up, Allahu Akbar and Allahu Akbar. That's not just to say, get into the sajda. That is to remember who is in control and who is the in command. And Allah says the purpose of that is, وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. So Allah can really test who are the believers, true believers there. And He can take witnesses and shuhada among you. And Allah doesn't like the oppressed people who get hurt. And the reason I have chosen this particular topic, that Muslims keep telling and mentioning that we are so depressed, we are so worried, we are so concerned. This is the worst of the time for Muslims. And someone at the Yale University did a survey, and she came up. She's a big scholar. She came up with the results that 50% of Arab Americans have clinical signs of depression. And I was visiting UK on a think tank meeting, and some of the government leaders told me 28 or 24% of the Muslims are on disability in Canada, in UK, because of the stress they have mentally. Stress will be there, but remember, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not have as many people as in this masjid. At one time when people went to Habasha to save themselves, because there was a good Christian king in there, at that time Muslim could be counted around 100. 80 of them were in Habasha, there few left. In Medina, peace sanctuary of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace sanctuary you probably didn't heard. But you heard Madinatul Haram, right? Madinatul Haram. Haram means peace sanctuary. Sometimes we don't properly translate for our neighbors. You can't cut a tree, you can't kill an animal unless it is for your food with the permission of Allah. Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. That's your license to take the life of an animal to feed yourself. Otherwise, you just can't go around hunting and feeling happy about that. Peace sanctuary. Muslims were in a minority. And they have treaties with Jews and Mushrikeen and whatnot. So my brothers and sisters, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in worst possible situation as compared to this. And he had 150 people. We got what, how many? Well, here we've probably 500 and 1,000. When I feel happy, I see more people than there are. But 1.5 billion people. It is not worse at the time. Just 70 years ago, most of the Muslim world were slaves. Pakistan and Egypt and all countries were slaves. So Muslim struggle. So the time which we are going through are not worse the time. I consider these are very good time. I describe that struggling Ummah. Ummah which is struggling. And why it is struggling? I'll share some of the reasons with you. But as compared to 70 years ago, when all Muslim countries were slaves, now at least they are not slaves. Well, they are almost free. There is still a striving for freedom, because we used to have educational system. The degrees which all of you have, that degree system started Jamia Qaraweniya, which was established by a Muslim sister named Fatima. Fatima Rahmullah Alayha, she was a scholar. She was a business lady in Qaraweniya in Morocco, in Fez, Morocco. That's the oldest degree-giving university on the earth, on record. It is still have students and still give khutbas, and they have the chairs like this. You know, in universities, you have this chair system, chair of this, chair of that. This is because of this. Right there, you call it a member. In Qaraweniya, teachers will sit on it, and students will sit around them. Not just Muslims. The number one Jewish scholar, we call it Mamun, they call it Mamunites. He was a student of Jamia Qaraweniya and also became a teacher in Jamia Qaraweniya. That's the number one scholar of last 500 year history of Jewish people. They still follow most of it. He reshaped Judaism. All of that was eliminated substantially. And what was brought in? It makes sure that colonial era is gone. Colonial masters have left the Muslim Ummah. Then those semi-colonial masters, the protege of them, those people who are not thinking Islamic, who are not behaving Islamic, who are not taking care of halal and haram, they are not living like you live. And they are disconnected from their people, but they are well connected with those people who left those countries about 70 years ago. And that's where the second struggle comes in for Muslim. A struggle to live their life the way they choose. In the United Nations, it is called rights of self-determination. That you decide how you like to live. A struggle for Islam. A struggle for democracy. A struggle to have their leaders which are chosen by them and demoted by them instead of somebody else demoting them, pulling them strings. One is down, one is up and all of that. So that defines a struggle for freedom. Palestine and Kashmir, that's a struggle. Of course there are sacrifices in that struggle, but it's a part of a struggle. So don't be depressed by wrong reading of what is happening in the Muslim Ummah. There's a positive face to it which I'm trying to describe to you. A third element of what is happening in the Muslim Ummah is a divide and rule. In right there in Iraq, 30% of Shias and Sunnis are married to each other. For centuries they have not been killing each other. They are living as neighbors, all going to the Hajj. Saudis have a very strict interpretation of things, but they allow all the Shias to come and perform Hajj because they are considered Muslim. This is the strictest possible interpretation. They still consider Imam Ibn Taymiyyah criticized Shias left and right, but he will never come the kafir. And he is the main leader, Rahimullah Alayhi, long time ago. So RAND Corporation, whose 80% funding comes from the Defense Department of the United States, say, Iraq, right? It got Shias, it got Sunnis, it got Kurds, it got this tribe and that tribe. Hey, why not fund everybody? So suddenly America is providing arms to all sides and encouraging them. So divide and rule policies of the old book was applied, and now a good part of the Muslim Ummah is engaged into that game. It is important to understand that. And the third and the last thing, which is the most important and most relevant for Muslims in Canada and also in the United States, is Islamophobes. They are having fun. They say, let them kill each other. Let them divide and rule. Let them do this and this and that. And they give the, why Muslims are gone crazy? Hey, Muslims are not gone crazy. You're gone nuts. $160 million machine of just bunch of people, they're coming up with smart strategy to use media against you, against yourself, against your future. But they are old phenomena. 54% of Mississauga, I just researched yesterday, are immigrant people. Canada, the multiculturalism, the welcoming of the immigrants and all of that is taking Canada in the direction it will be at the helm of the global village. It is way ahead of America when it comes to accepting other people. And that's where you and your strength comes in. So first thing I'd like to say is that don't be depressed. It is important because there are so many people depressed and worried about it. That number one, Allah is in command, you are not. But Allah says, I want to see who are you among you who are successful. And that's where it is important to realize what are the things which we can do. And that's where the second ayah which I like to share in analysis comes in. And that is, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُوا مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ وَإِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ سُوًا فَلَا مَرَدَّ لَهُ وَمَا لَهُم مِّن دُونِهِ مِن وَالٍ. Allah says, I am in the control of it. But Allah says, it part of control I have given to you. And that is, I do not change the state of a people unless they change what is within themselves. You know, Allah, just trade. You know, word tijara comes in the Quran so many times. Allah wants a deal. Allah wants a business. He doesn't want, and nothing is free there. Well, there is things free there. You do one good deed and he'll give you 700 times and he got a lot of goodies there. But at the same time, he wants to have some deal. And that deal here is that you need to change what is within yourself. And that's where comes up the issue of character. That Muslim realizing they need to, they are one ummah, they need to be together. And there are strategies out there. There are new countries and there are kings and dictators. They were all imposed upon you. Muslim at one time realized it's so difficult to go on Hajj. Muslim raised money. Lot of money. The Khalifa of the Ottoman Empire gave certain amount of money. You know what? Muslim in South Asia matched that money. That's how Muslim built a Hijaz railway. Those of you who have gone to Medina, probably you saw an old rundown station. How that was destroyed? A British spy, what was his name? The Lawrence of Arabia, it is called, I forgot his name. And film is more known, but his book, Seven Pillars of Wisdom, is very important for Muslims to read. It's a textbook thing. You can read almost what happens. He literally was the terrorist. He encouraged the Arab nationalism. He used Arabs to destroy the Hijab railway, which was connecting about 100 years for the Hajis, which was built with the money of the Muslims. So we need to know our part of the history, and the part of that character then is that you say Muslim Ummah is one. Muslim Ummah is together. And it has no conflict of you being Canadian. Sometimes people ask you this question, are you Canadian first or a Muslim first? I tell them, take a break. Work on your head. Canada is a country. Islam is a religion. Compare apple to apple, oranges to oranges, unless they don't know what orange and apple is. When it comes to being Canadian, you tell me I'm as first class Canadian as you are. Once in a while I do get angry, so I was coming out of an escalator and a lady was standing on the right side. I requested, please move to the right side because I need to go forward. And when I came out, she said, go back to your country. I was so upset. May Allah forgive me. Sometimes you get upset. I say, you came first, you leave first. Don't allow people to tell you that you're any lesser Canadian. You're first class Canadian when it's come to. But when it comes to faith, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. My prayers, my salat, my sacrifices, my struggle, all for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and my life and my death for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He's the one who gave life to me. He's the one who can take away any moment. So we are Muslim first. Nowhere we have to compromise that. So my brothers and sisters, there are many things. So part of one character is that you are a strong Muslim. Second part of character is, are you fully respectful to the teachings of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? When you read his teachings, he even says that in the peace sanctuary of Medina, with his constitution, he said, Jews of Bani Qurayza will do this, 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 and Muslim will do this, this, this. At the end, he say, we together of ummatu wahida. So larger community of citizenship existed right in Medina. So are you concerned for the humanity around you? That type of character need to be there. Are you prejudiced towards somebody? Are you open heart towards other people who are your neighbors? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was friendly with all, neighborly to all, concerned for all, and he declared the people of the peace sanctuary, whether the mushrikeen worshipping idols in Medina or the Jewish people, they are ummatam wahida because they are citizens together. That is also part of the character. And when you abide by laws of the traffic, when you abide by laws of the country, you are becoming a better citizen. I cannot imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam anything based on what we read in the seerah books. First class Muslim, of course. Of course. Mujtaba, Mustafa, selected, the chosen, among the best of the Ashraful Makhlukat, and best of the learner. Sahaba will ask, Ya Rasulullah, is it from you or is it from Allah? Remember that? And they often ask, why will they ask that? If it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will just quiet. If it is from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, although he is so big, so selected, directly connected with Allah, they have enough courage because he encouraged them. For amruhum shura bainahum, then they will give advice. Ya Rasulullah, we think this way. And sometimes Rasulullah says, oh yeah, that's a good idea. He practiced that, so we practice that. So are we part of the shura within the masjid? Do we have a character of being a good citizen in the broader society? Are you participating in all places where a shura is taking place, where is the city hall, or this election, or that election? Is that part of the character? And part of the character is that when you stand up, you're confident. You're making dua with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm entering this gathering. Ya Allah, I want to enter as a Muslim. وَسَمَّعْتُمُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فِي قَبْلُ وَمِنْ حَاسَ. Don't allow somebody to brand you. In the last time I was giving a lecture a month ago in New York, he said, you sound very good moderate Muslim. I said, excuse me? Who told you that? I'm not good or moderate or anything. He said, what do you mean? You're so good, I just heard you. I said, I'm a Muslim. وَسَمَّعْتُمُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فِي قَبْلُ وَفِي هَذَا. You're Muslim. That's what Allah says is the all believer from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam until now. So you have that character of confidence, a comfort levered with yourself, and that you are not lesser human being or anything than other people. Allahumma rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa li sa'il muslimin. Astaghfirullah astaghfirullah. Alhamdulillah alladhi kafa wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidina Muhammad al-Mustafa. Qala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullah wal tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat ligadin wattaqullah innallaha khabirun bima ta'malun. Sadaqallahu al-Aliyyu al-Azim wa saddaqahu al-Nabiyyu al-Kareem wa nahnu ala dhalika min ash-shahideen wa shakirin walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this ayah to each one of you personally. My teacher was asked, what is the subject of Quran? And his response stays with me, you. Enoughs. And this ayah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, oh believers, adopt taqwa, character, taqwa. What is within you is character. Adopt taqwa, be fearful of Allah, be thoughtful of Him. Each one of you must consider, you there Aisha, Fatima, Abdullah there, Ahmad, brother Adnan right there, brother Farid, each one of you must consider, what are you doing for tomorrow? And don't fool around. Allah is fully aware of each and everything which you do. Adopt taqwa. Don't confuse the truth. What are you doing for tomorrow? Allah wants us to be futuristic. So here I will share with you few things which you can do for the future personally and few things which you can do for the short-term future. So one of the things I would say in the long term which we need to do is raise winning children. You see, in Canada, there's a negative opinion of Islam and Muslim. But when you look into the statistics, these are all grown-up people who are lost. Don't worry about them. Make dua for them. But invest your time and money in younger people. When they ask the same thing but for younger people, 30 and below, they have positive opinion of Islam and Muslim. Actually, majority of them support Palestine and cause of Palestine. They need freedom and liberties. They understand Muslims are fighting for democracy and Islam, and they have no problem. Majority of them. Invest in younger people. Not only your children, but as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us, all children are what? All children are on fitrah. All children are on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is Islam, on fitrah. So invest in all children, all MSAs, and see what is your personal contribution to it. This is a winning strategy. Second thing, raise children who are thinking children, who are children who wonder, children who ask questions, children who make your life a little difficult when you're watching that TV. Oh, forget about the TV. It's waste so much amount of time. Or not only just TV, but that screen on computer and iPad and all of that. Reduce that screen time. And rule of thumb about it, is that what is haram to do? Is haram to watch. Now don't ask your sheikh which fiqh book Brother Mujahid came up with that. But it's a good rule. If it's haram to do, it's haram to watch. And when you have haya develop because you are not watching bad thing, you develop the character of a believer and Allah will bless you. So those children, need to be paid attention. Another thing I like you to tell children, Allah gave us three things. Allah gave us a lot of things, but three major things. Quran, the Sunnah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and guess what else? Our brains. That's Allah gave us. Unless somebody else gave you. You get it with Canadian passport or something? Allah gave you that. And Allah says, use it. Where does He say in the Quran? أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ أَفَلَا يَتَفَكَّرُونَ أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ Don't you think, don't you ponder upon, don't you wonder? That's why Allah says, أَتِيُوا اللَّهَ وَأَتِيُوا الرَّسُولَ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ أُولِي الْأَمْرِ They are not Quran and Sunnah. But they are... And what would Lil Amr do? Amruhum shura bainahum. Putting your heads together. Raise children who are smart thinking children. This is investment in the future. And then realize that La ikraha fid deen applies to Muslim community also. We follow in different way, little bit. Most things are common. Apply that within their community and develop tolerance. Your children should learn that. We should do that. Empower yourself in a stronger way. I was surprised in Mississauga, there are 12% of all population is Muslim. Except all the counselors, not a single one of them is a Muslim or even immigrant and whatnot. Empower yourself by being a good citizen. And I will just take one extra minute about the short-term thing. When you feel down, because news is so bad, and Islamophobes make news work against you, when you're down, oh, there is no place to go except the one who runs all the clouds, except the one who controls all the variables. You go in sajda and talk to Him. Inna labta yunaji rabb. You come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you talk to Him. When you're depressed, wasta'inu bisabri wassalat. Seek help with sabr and salat. Being patient, Ya Allah. Allah's time, He says, one day He did that, then He described one day is like a 1,000 year for you. And another place says one day like Him is 50,000 years for you. So Allah's time cycle sometimes is different. So be patient about it. And say, Allah is the one who is controlled. Do more tasbih, more connection. And Muslims have many causes. I just say pick one cause. For example, I work on Burma task force. I request Muslims to just give 10 minutes to stop genocide in Burma. So each one of you, if you have a cause, great. Rest of the Muslim make dua and support you. But if you don't have a cause, pick up a Muslim cause or Muslim Ummah or a cause of a neighborhood in your Toronto area. And just if you cannot give a day to it, maybe 1 hour a week, maybe not 1 hour a week, maybe 10 minutes a day, but remain a connecting and working person. I got many ideas, but I told you before, when I'm excited, I just cannot handle my khutbas right. So please forgive me. Let's join hands together for dua. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman Rahimeen. Ya Allah, bless this congregation. Ya Allah, bless these beautiful faces. Ya Allah, give their good their deeds on the right hand, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, give them Jannah. Ya Allah, raise these children who are better Muslim than we are. Ya Allah, raise children who are better citizens than we are. Ya Allah, raise children who are better neighbors than we all. Ya Allah, all the people who are struggling in the Muslim Ummah and around the world for freedom and justice and peace. Ya Allah, give them sabr and good leadership, Ya Allah. Those people like the Boko Haram and ISIS and Taliban, I don't know what is right and what is wrong. Allah, guide them to the right path. Ya Allah, give them the wisdom of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give them the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma rabbana arinal haqqa haqqan warzuqna ittiba'a. Warinal batila batila warzuqna ittinaba. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. Wa fi al-akhirati hasana. Wa qina adhaban nar. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala an-nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Inna Allaha ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan wa ita'i dhil qurba وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم. Remember Him, He will remember you. أقيم الصلاة.